Welcome to Maseches Domai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ger v'goy sheyarsu saviyam goy. If you have a fellow that converted to Judaism, he has a quote-unquote brother that's not Jewish, their father dies, and now the two of them inherit their father's estate. And now they're coming to divide the estate amongst the two of them. Yachal hu, the convert, could say, loymar, to his brother, quote-unquote, the non-Jewish brother, toilato avedazara. You take the Avodah Zarah, the idols that are part of the estate. Vani and I, Mois, I'll take money instead. Ata Yayin, you take the wine that's left over, which is Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to have Hamnah, you can't even benefit from it. Vani, Peres, and I'll take fruit, which is something that I'm able to. And this is a big chiddush. This is a very novel concept, because we don't say that the Ger is taking whatever he's taking instead, and he's switching out, and therefore he's benefiting from Avodah Zarah, since it never became his in the first place. So therefore, it's just like he's taking his, and he's taking his. We don't say that it's instead of, or it's happening because of. However, says the Mishnah, Mishabo l'shus ha-ger, let's say already the Ger had gotten them. They gave it to him. Also, the halacha is, he's not allowed to tell his quote-unquote non-Jewish brother, you take the Avodah Zarah and I'll take the money, because in that situation, he is switching out one for the other. Now, we have to understand something here. In essence, the Ger really doesn't inherit his father, because his father is not related to him. Once a person converts, Gershon is Skyer, Kakat and Chanel Abdami. He's like a brand newborn person. He has no relatives in the non-Jewish world. But the Chacham said he should inherit him, so that a person shouldn't be like, oh, it's a shame, why I become a Jew? I could have got this huge estate. So he does inherit him. But inherently, that's not considered an inheritance. Let's see Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. Just a brief introduction. We know that David HaMelech conquered the lands of what we call Surya, Aram Tzova, Syria. Surya, on some level, has the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, but not totally, because when David conquered Surya, Eretz Yisrael had not yet been fully conquered, and therefore it didn't have the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it's still not considered chutz la'aretz, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, and in certain halachas it applies, it is considered like Eretz Yisrael, and in certain ways not. So let's see the Mishnah. Hamoicher peres b'Surya. If a fellow sells fruit in Surya, the halacha is that regular fruit that's bought in Surya is pater from taking off meiser. We don't consider it like demai, and therefore a person does not necessarily have to separate on their own. Va'amar, the seller says Mishel Eretz Yisrael, but the seller says Yishanosam. It wasn't grown locally, it's from actual Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's something that's chayiv and meiser. Chayiv, in that situation, the buyer is obligated la'aser to separate, the meisers, properly meisers, because it's at least demai. Says the Mishnah, let's say the fellow said Me'usar name. Let's say the seller said, you should know that from Eretz Yisrael, but I separated meiser. Neman. Then we believe the seller, even though maybe ordinarily he's not a fellow that would necessarily have nemanis that would have credibility. However, says the Mishnah, famous rule in Shas, Sha'apesha, Aser, Wa'apesha, Hitir. That mouth that now made these peres Aser by saying that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, when he could have said that they're local fruits, and therefore you wouldn't have to meiser, therefore that mouth is also believed to say Me'usarim, right? That they are, the truma, the maser and trumas were separated, and therefore the halacha is you do not have to separate. Let's say the seller says, Mishalihang, you should know that these fruits are mine, they grew in Surya. Chayav, in that situation, then the purchaser has to separate trumas and maseris, because the halacha is, if you know that they grew in Surya, you have to separate. The reason why, if there's demai in Surya, ordinarily you don't have to separate, is because you assume it may not have been grown there, it may come from chutz la'aretz, like most of the produce there does. Let's say the fellow says, Me'usarin hain, you should know that they grew locally, but I separated myself. Neman, he's believed. Sha'apesha, Aser, Wa'apesha, Hitir, because he's the one, by saying it's his own, that now made it Aser, therefore he also has the ability to make it Mutter. Let's say you know that the guy does have a field in Surya. He didn't say Mishalihain. That means, therefore, we would assume that ordinarily he probably came from here. So then you don't have the Pesha Aser, because if so, it's Chayiv and Meiser. So if so, Chayiv La'aser, the purchaser has to separate Meiser. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.